Observational characteristics of radiation-mediated shocks in photospheric gamma ray burst emission, by Philip Samuelson et al. Emission from the photosphere in gamma ray burst, GRB, jets can be substantially affected by subphotospheric energy dissipation, which is typically caused by radiation-mediated shocks, RMSs. We study the observational characteristics of such emission, in particular the spectral signatures. Invoking an internal collision framework to estimate relevant shock initial conditions, we use an RMS model to generate synthetic photospheric spectra. The spectra are then fitted with a standard cutoff power law, CPL, function to compare with corresponding GRB catalogs. We find mean values and standard deviations for the low energy index and the peak energy as alpha CPL equals minus 0.76 plus or minus 0.227 and log E peak KeV equals 2.42 plus or minus 0.408, respectively. The range of alpha CPL values obtained cover a substantial fraction of the catalogued values, alpha CPL caret cat equals minus 0.80 plus or minus 0.311. This requires that the free fireball acceleration starts at R0 approximately 10 to the power of 10 cm, which is in agreement with hydrodynamical simulations. The CPL function generally provides a good fit, even though the synthetic spectra typically exhibit an additional break at lower energies. We also identify a non-negligible parameter region for what we call backquote optically shallow shocks, shocks that do not accumulate enough scatterings to reach a steady state spectrum before decoupling. These occur for optical depths tau is less than or equal to 55 U2, where U equals gamma U beta U. Approximately 2 is the dimensionless specific momentum of the upstream as measured in the shock rest frame. We conclude that photospheric emission, which has passed through an RMS, is spectrally consistent with the dominant fraction of observed bursts. This was Observational Characteristics of Radiation-Mediated Shocks in Photospheric Gamma Ray Burst Emission, by Philip Samuelson et al.